This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Curious if you've ever been set up in your relationship. Like someone's like, hey, you need to meet this guy. 314-531-9898. Or... do you have a story that's like Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco where the person trying to set you up ended up being the person you ended up with? Because that's what happened with them. Benny Blanco was saying that he felt like he didn't have a shot with Selena Gomez, but he thought she was awesome. So he's like trying to set her up with a friend. And then they realized that they were probably a better fit and they are perfect together. 314-531-9898. Did you have a setup that either... went really well, went really bad. You end up started dating the person setting you up.
I can promise you that nobody has ever tried setting me up with anybody because
really?
My friends and family would be like, run the hell away from her. We're not auctioning her off to anybody.
You don't think anyone would endorse you?
No.
Well, I wouldn't, but I mean, I just... No,
they're like, if I met the right guy, Hannah.
Yeah, if I met the right guy, Hannah, yeah, too, I would...
like. You guys know my criteria.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I got a text from somebody's dad on that we tried to set somebody up with here on the show.
Oh my God, this is awkward.
He said,
yeah, we tried to set somebody up with AB, didn't we?
Oh my God.
Well, let's just address it. So Kevin had a guy, one of his friends, set up AB with their son. They went on a date and I hate to be the one who says it because I don't want to make AB do it. It didn't work out, guys. It's over.
It just was more friendship vibes.
Yeah. Wow, you were really good at that. You practiced this.
Well, that's my problem with everyone.
Yeah.
It always just feels more like a friend. But I will say...
I wouldn't set up AB with anybody either. Yeah. Crush their hearts.
My parents got set up on a blind date.
Did they?
That's how they met.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And it worked out for them?
And it worked out for them.
Who set them up? Like a friend?
It was just like a friend of both of them. And it's the one and only time she had ever set anybody up. And then after it worked out, she was like, I'm never doing it again. It was like one and done. That was perfect.
I don't think I would
say,
ever.
She should be a matchmaker.
Yeah, because I don't want to, like, I would never want to set somebody up because I don't want to be like the reason, like, it didn't work out.
It didn't work out?
Yeah, I don't like
it. I don't think it would be your fault if it didn't work out.
Oh, really? Good. Okay. Well, that's why I wouldn't want to do it. But like, hey, you got to be my friend Hannah. And then Hannah eats them. And I'd be like, see, sorry, bro. Like, this is, you're not alive after Hannah.
Right. Yeah.
Destroyed.
She treats me different.
Yeah, why did you set me up with that crazy woman?
Well, that's why Sarah and I got kind of became a couple. Her aunt set me up because, you know, Sarah had gone through a terrible breakup and was coming into town. And it was like, hey, you know, I would like her to go out with a nice guy. Do you know anybody?
That's the same thing with my parents. My mom was on the rebound.
Really?
She had just gotten broken up with too.
Wow. Yeah. Who set you up And did it end up working out? Do these things actually work when someone tries to set you up? And then anyone, I'm out there, do we find anyone else that pulled the Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez? Like, as they were trying to set him up, they realized, actually,
I should riz him up instead. 314-531-9898.
Trying to find love is hard. And then you start involving other people trying to mix and match and be played in lovemaker, and it's complicated. Anyone ever gets set up and it worked out? Or you pulled the Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez as you're trying to set each other up with other people, you realize, yeah, we should actually be the ones dating. 314-531-9898. Because that's what happened. Benny Blanco was like, man, Selena Gomez is a catch. She's beautiful. I love her. She's awesome. You should date my friend. He's, you know, Prince Charming. And then they actually ended up being the ones ended up working out together. Marcy, someone set you up. Who set you up?
My friend, Crystal Martin.
Okay. I don't know Crystal Martin.
So,
okay.
She's a social worker at the nursing home that I worked at. And I had recently gotten divorced and, you know, was looking for the perfect guy. And her husband is actually from the city, and I'm from a small country town.
You're going to say she set you up with her husband.
You better meet my husband. He's a good guy. He's
great
a catch.
Yeah.
He is a great guy, though. He is. And so she brought him down, and she told me to come out to a barbecue at her house. Well, the barbecue was just her husband.
Oh! There you go. So she said, come on over to my barbecue. And then the barbecue was like a man on the grill, huh? Like, there you go.
Right.
Yeah. This is very parent trappy for you. Yes.
Right.
Yes. And it worked out. Are you still together?
Yes, it will be 20 years in September.
Holy cow.
Well, congratulations. Crystal Martin.
Yeah, shout out Crystal Martin.
If you go to a Crystal Martin barbecue, you might find yourself a man. Kim, who set you up?
Well, my attorney, when I was going through my divorce.
That literally is Sex in the City, Charlotte. Wow. That's crazy. Well, also, the divorce lawyer.
Your divorce lawyer? So set you up with somebody else?
With one of her very good friends, and that I had never met before. And she knew me. We actually worked together, so I was no stranger to her.
Well, yeah, she helped you through this divorce.
And so anyway, we went to a pro football game, had a wonderful, wonderful time together. He was everything I thought that I ever wanted.
Aww.
And he actually came back to my appetite, and because he lived a little bit farther away. And we started kissing. And
well,
get the dump button ready.
Kim, where is this going to go? Wow. Well, does it go to where we think it's going to go, Kim, or what?
Did he get a touchdown?
Yeah.
After I started kissing this lovely man, he turned out to be extremely lovely because
I bet he was.
My whole body told me something's quite not right. And it was not. He told me he was gay. And
oh, whoa.
What?
What? This story is going crazy.
He was gay.
So you're not with him anymore. He's with another man?
Well, I didn't go into that with him. But anyway, it was crazy because I didn't know. This was back in the 80s. I did not know that.
The 80s were wild, man.
Wow.
Kim.
I did not know that gay men kissed, you know, straight women. And I didn't know that they went to bed with them or anything else. So we did not have sex.
Okay.
I don't even know what to say.
You might be one of my favorite callers, Kim. Actually, Kim, do you need a job? You can come do this show. You are unfiltered and ruthless. Oh, wait, there's more? Okay.
I'm on the
journey.
We became very, very good friends, and we hung around for a long time. And I always wanted to look him up because it's been that long since I've seen him.
Oh, and that's where I Facebook reunited with your gay lover.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.